Trump echoes Breitbart, battle with Islam like the cold air. By Alim Bokhari and Milo Yiannopoulos on August 15, 2016. Donald Trump is expected to announce his support for an ideological litmus test for new immigrants to the United States, who will be quizzed on gay rights, women's rights, and pluralism, values that are increasingly difficult to find in much of the Muslim world. According to the AP, Trump will declare that, like during the Cold War, the nation is in an ideological conflict with radical Islam. In a statement, Trump's senior campaign policy adviser Stephen Miller said Mr. Trump's speech will explain that while we can choose our friends, we must always recognize our enemies. Confirming the speech's focus on Islam, Miller added as he laid out in his Orlando remarks, Mr. Trump will describe the need to temporarily suspend visa issuances to geographic regions with a history of exporting terrorism and where adequate checks and background vetting cannot occur. Mr. Trump will outline his vision for defeating radical Islamic terrorism and explain how the policies of Obama-Clinton are responsible for the rise of ISIS and the spread of barbarism that has taken the lives of so many. Trump is also expected to say that any country that works with the U.S. to defeat Islamic terrorism will be considered an ally by his administration. The AP says the proposed immigration screening test will include a mix of questionnaires, social media searches, and interviewing friends and relatives of prospective U.S. citizens. A Trump administration would reportedly stop issuing visas in cases where sufficient screening cannot be applied. Trump's proposed screening is conspicuously at odds with the Open Doors refugee policy instituted by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The rapid influx of migrants to Europe has led to a spike in sexual assault and violent crime in Germany, including a suicide bombing in Ansbach. Other European nations that have taken in large numbers of Muslim migrants, including Belgium and France, have also been struck by deadly terrorist attacks in recent months. A terror attack in Nice last month left 80 dead, including 10 children, after a Muslim attacker drove a truck through a crowded street on Bastille Day before opening fire on officers. Trump's proposal to create a values-based approach to U.S. immigration echoes what we've said for a long time, that Islam is the most dangerous threat to gay rights in modern times. Alim Bokhari is a reporter for Breitbart. He can be followed on Twitter at @libertarianblue. Milo Yiannopoulos is a senior editor for Breitbart. He can be followed at @nero. Email them at abokhari@breitbart.com and milo@breitbart.com.